for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2011 July Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, July 8th, 2011. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service teaching on prophetic warnings to the daughter of Babylon.
I've had a wonderful time this week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord blessed me to be set free in many areas myself. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless Lake Hamilton. Let's bow our heads in prayer for you. Father, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon me, the Spirit of wisdom, counsel, might, and revelation. And I pray, Father, that you will bless me to speak to your people and speak to them prophetically from Holy Scripture concerning our beloved nation that you've blessed us with, America. And I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as many hear this word, it will cause a cry of intercession or intercessory prayer for this nation, O God, fasting and repentance. It will cause a cry, even as we depart from this place, that it will cause a cry of knowing all that you have done for this country. And we desire not to see it destroyed. So, Father, as they listen to this word, I pray it will cause a heartfelt cry of intercession. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 15. That's 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 15. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 15. And I want to talk to you today. Our subject is prophetic warning to the daughter of Babylon. Prophetic warning to the daughter of Babylon. God can delay time and he can delay judgment for America. Many of the prophets, many prophetic people are seeing a nuclear attack and an invasion by foreign forces upon this nation. And we are witnessing the laws being changed in our nation. We are witnessing so much degradation. Now, to many, this message may be very untimely to some people, but I believe it is coming from my heart. And I pray that it will also touch your hearts as to the state and affairs of this nation and as to what God is doing. But I want you to know, even though we're seeing everything deteriorating around us on all sides, God can still delay time and he can still delay judgment. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 15, the Bible says, God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord beheld, and he regretted and relented of the evil, and said to the destroying angel, it is enough. Now stay your hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So here we see that God, look what the scripture says, he regretted and he relented. This is my prayer for America, that God would relent the deterioration that we're seeing and the judgment that we're seeing coming upon this nation. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah chapter 18. The book of Jeremiah chapter 18. Let's look at verse 7. The book of Jeremiah, the prophet, chapter 18. Let's look at verse 7. Verse 7 says, at one time I will suddenly speak concerning a nation or kingdom that I will pluck up and break down and destroy it. Look at verse 8 real closely. And if the people of that nation concerning which I have spoken turn from their evil, I will relent and reverse my decision concerning the evil that I thought to do to them. Here again, in Jeremiah chapter 18, we see in verse 7 and 8 that we serve a God who can relent and reverse. And again, this is our prayer for this nation. There are evil principalities and powers that are bent upon the destruction of America. America has been a blessing to the nations of the world. We spread the gospel to many parts of the world, and we have been a friend to Israel. But now there seems to be betrayal in the White House. And as I stand firm today, and in looking at these scriptures, we are going to see the heart of Father God. Why did I state the subject that America is the daughter of Babylon? Then I'll show you through many scriptures the reason why. In ancient Babylon had the symbol of an eagle. Many troops who went to Iraq was also called Babylon, they saw on many buildings the symbol of a snake, a lion, and an eagle. America is a typology of Babylon, or she's a typology of the daughter of Babylon. Because in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 12, it says that she is the hindermost of the nations. And the word hindermost means that she is the youngest of the nations. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 12. Let me correct that. I made a mistake. Please forgive me. I'm going to give you that scripture on the hindermost. I'm going to get back to it. Let's move right along. Turn to Psalms 137, verse 8. Psalms chapter 137, verse 8. That was a human error on my part on the hindermost, and I will bring a correction to that. Look at Psalms chapter 137, please. Let's look up verse 8. Now, this may be untimely. This message may sound untimely to some people, but please hear my heart. In Psalms chapter 137, verse 8, O daughter of Babylon, you devastated you, who ought to be and shall be destroyed. Happy and blessed shall he be who requites you as you have served us. So here we see a prophetic word about a destruction of an end time daughter of Babylon. How many of you know that one third of the Bible is dreams and visions? God has been speaking prophetically through dreams and visions. For the last 10 years, the Lord has blessed me through dreams and visions to see the destruction of our beloved nation. My prayer is, God, don't let it happen. But there are thousands of people on the internet, and even from foreign countries, who are seeing Russia, China, Ezekiel 38, Gog and Magog, and many of the communist bloc, Arab and Muslim nations come against this nation. Let me give you some scriptures, please, as we go along to bring confirmation to that about America is a typology of a daughter of Babylon. I wrote a little booklet, but I wasn't able to get it printed out. And these are some of the dreams and visions that was given to my wife and myself about what's coming to our nation. Let's look at about 40 different reasons why America is a typology of a daughter of Babylon. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 23. The Bible says that the daughter of Babylon is a hammer to the nations. Jeremiah chapter 50, let's look at verse 23. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50, once again, let's look at verse 23. The Bible says that she would be called by God the hammer of the nations, or the hammer of the whole earth. In verse 23, it says, how the hammer of the whole earth is crushed and broken. How Babylon has become a horror of desolation among the nations. Now here God calls the daughter of Babylon, she was a hammer. We were a hammer to Korea. We were a hammer to Vietnam. We were a hammer to Iraq. We are now a hammer to Afghanistan. And we will soon be, according to military reports, a hammer to Libya. Because right now they are organizing troops in Killeen, Texas at Fort Hood to do a ground invasion in Libya between now and November. So Babylon is also called a hammer of the nations because she is a mighty conquering military force. She was used as God's executioner to bring judgment. Number two, turn to the book of Revelation chapter 18, verse 7, please. The book of Revelation chapter 18, verse 17. The the end time daughter of Babylon will be called a queen of the nation. She would be called a queen. And when I think of a queen, I think of the Statue of Liberty. She would be called a queen of the nations. Let's look at the book of Revelation chapter 18. Let's look at verse 7, please. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Please forgive me for previous human error on the endermost. We will correct that. Look at verse 7. To the degree that she glorified herself and reveled in her wantonness, living deliciously and lustrously, to that measure imposed on her torment and anguish and tears and mourning. Since in her heart she boasts, I am not a widow. As a queen on a throne I sit, and I shall never see suffering or experience sorrow. Here in Revelation chapter 18, verse 7, she has a proudful heart, but the Bible says torment and sorrow will be what? Will be given to her. Let me give you another description of an end time daughter of Babylon in number 3. She's a modern day daughter of Babylon. She would be an end time great nation. Let's look at Revelation chapter 17. Let's look at verse 18. Verse 18 says, and the woman that you saw is herself and the great city, which dominates and controls the rulers and leaders of the earth. She is a queen, she is a great city, or she is a great country, or she is a great nation that what? Controls the rulers and the leaders of the earth. Now that, I'm not speaking, amen, arrogantly. Please understand my heart. I love America, and I will stand to defend her now. But the Bible has given us a description of an end time daughter of Babylon who will have a prideful heart and who will say, I will not see any sorrow. Can God delay judgment? Yes, he can. I believe that God can. But unless this nation turns around, we are headed for judgment. We are headed for destruction. Number 4. Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 47. Let's look at verse 1. The book of Isaiah, chapter 47. Let's look at verse 1, please. She will be called by God a virgin nation. The end time daughter of Babylon will be called by God a virgin nation. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground in abject humiliation. There is no throne for you, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called dainty and delicate. She will be called by God a virgin nation. Virgin in the sense of never having been captured. We fought a civil war, but this nation has never been captured. America has fought in many major wars, but has never been invaded by a foreign military power. The USA has remained tender and delicate as a nation, but the day will come unless she repents. Number 5. Look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 47. Let's look at verse 5. She is called the Lady of Kingdoms. The end time daughter of Babylon would be called the Lady of Kingdoms. Look at verse 5. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady and Mistress of the Kingdom. She calls herself a lady forever. She calls herself a lady of kingdoms. In Hebrew, that means she calls herself royals in the king's reign. She holds an exalted position of royalty. Among the nations, she is a mistress to the world. And that sounds like the Statue of Liberty. Let me say again, I love America. But we're hearing prophetic warning after warning after warning unless this nation repents and turns around. Please forgive me if I sound radical in my thinking. Our nation needs to be restored to our Christian heritage. Our nation needs to be restored back to the foundation of the Bible, that we may be governed by Christian biblical Principles. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 47. Look at verse 7 again. She calls herself a lady forever. Verse 7, and you said, I shall be a mistress forever. So you did not lay these things to heart, nor did you seriously remember the certain ultimate end of such conduct. She calls herself a lady forever. Forever in Hebrew means a lady for eternity, a lady for everlasting. She is a lady degraded by arrogant pride and a false sense of security, not knowing that destruction looms in her future. The Bible says when they shall say peace and safety, then shall there be sudden destruction. She calls herself a lady. I will never know my end. I will be perpetual, everlasting. I will never know doom or destruction because I have a mighty military. You can have a mighty military, but if God is not the captain of hosts, then that military is in trouble. Number 7. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's look at verse 7, please. She is a golden cup in the Lord's hand. Jeremiah chapter 57. Let's look at verse 7. Correction. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. All right. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. The end time daughter of Babylon, she was or is a golden cup in the Lord's hand. Look at verse 7. Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand, making all the earth drunken. The nations drank of her wine. Therefore, the nations are what? Gone mad. She is a golden cup in the Lord's hand. She made all the nations of the earth drunken. She is a golden cup of power and splendor. And she was a cup of wrath to other nations. The nations have become what? Intoxicated with her policy. Being a combat veteran, I believe if you're going to use the United States military to send them forth, then you should have a clear-cut vision. And the Lord Jesus Christ should be the captain of the host. I don't believe, and please forgive me if I'm sounding radical, I don't believe that the globalists should dictate to our military and use and drain our young men and women for their own evil advantages. And I believe the prophetic cry of God is for the end time daughter of Babylon to repent and to wake up. Amen. Number 8. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 51, please. The book of Jeremiah chapter 51. Let's look at verse 55. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 55. She, the end time daughter of Babylon, she will be a great voice. She will be a loud voice or a great voice to the nations. Look at verse 55. For the Lord is destroying Babylon and laying her waste and stilling her great voice, the hum of the city's life, and the ways of her conquerors roar like great waters. The noise of their voices is raised up like the tramping of an army. She is a great voice to the nation of the world, but her voice will be silenced. America uses her voice to spread democracy to other nations. But look what the prophetic word says. In the midst of her great voice, there's a roaring of other voices. There's a roaring of other voices. There's a roaring of other great nations who are strategizing against her. Many times in the Caribbean, we hear that China is buying up land and waterfront property in the Bahamas. Many of the Caribbean people there tell me that they are buying up land and waterfront property in Jamaica. Russia is now in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. Russia got destroyers, and they have missiles in Venezuela. And from my understanding, they have a large AK-47 factory. I love America. We need to pray. Listen, our prophetic voices should move through the earth realm. We need for God to raise up men and women who will love God and who will love country. Being that I was president, I would make sure that my backyard is covered. I would make sure that any hostile enemy that covers my backyard, that the people of my great nation would be shielded and they were protected. It seems like as a nation we've lost our vision. It seems like that we don't care when there are roaring voices in our backyard. Number 9. Look at Jeremiah chapter 51 verse 25. The book of Jeremiah chapter 51, let's look at verse 25. She was called a destroying mountain by God. The end time daughter of Babylon would be called a destroying mountain. Look at verse 25. Behold, I'm against you, saith the Lord, O destroying mountain. Now look what our Father God calls the daughter of Babylon, calls her a destroying mountain. Behold, I'm against you, saith the Lord, O destroying mountain, which is burning out you, who will be as barren and desolate and has an extinct volcano. You who would destroy the whole earth, I will stretch out my hand over and against you and roll you down from the burnt crags and make you like a burning mountain of combustible fires. She is called by God a destroying mountain, which destroys the earth. Destroying mountain in Hebrew means a ruining mountain, a battering mountain, a spoiler. But she will be rolled down from the rocks of our exalted position and become a burnt mountain, the results of fiery judgments or nuclear weapons. I know that this message is not timely. I know that this message may not be feasible. Amen. But we need to hear, we need to know, what is the condition of our beloved nation? What state are we in? Where do we need to pray? Number 10. Look at Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 41. She is called the praise of the whole earth. Verse 41, how Shishak, Babylon, is taken, and the praise of the whole earth is surprised and seized. How Babylon has become an astonishing desolation and a horror among the nations. Notice what verse 41 says. She was called the praise of the whole earth. Foreigners, both of her wealth and power, which is enjoyed by many Americans, the good life, but the daughter of Babylon would be seized and made desolate among the nation. I believe it does not have to happen. I believe God can delay time. I believe God can delay judgment. I believe that God can place us in a position where we can see a greater glory, which is my prayer, come into the house of the Lord. But this is what can happen to the daughter of Babylon if we do not turn this nation around. Number 11. Turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 13. The book of Isaiah chapter 13. Let's look at verse 19. The end time daughter of Babylon will be called the glory of all kingdoms. The glory of all kingdoms. Look at verse 19. Isaiah 13, verse 19, and Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans, pride shall be like Sodom and Gomorrah when God overthrew her. This word talks about prophetic judgments of fire. What is the glory of kingdom? We have the finest wines. We have the finest linen. We have the finest meats. Is that right? We have some of the finest automobiles. We are the glory of kingdoms. The daughter of Babylon is a praise to many nations. And many nations, they look upon us. Every time I laugh when I go in the Caribbean, many Caribbean people think, when they see me, you're an American, they think I have money. Oh, you got money because you are from a wealthy nation. You're from America. And we know that you have money. The end time daughter of Babylon, not only will she be the glory of kingdom, but she will be the praise of the nation. Number 12. Turn to the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50. Now we have it right on the hindermost. Verse 12. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 12. She was called the hindermost of the nation. Look at verse 12. Your mother Babylon shall be put to great shame. She who bore you shall plush and be disgraced. Behold, she shall be at the rear of the nations, least of the nations, a wilderness, waste, and what? A desert. She is called the hindermost of the nations. Hindermost is the youngest of the great end time nations but she shall be, what? At the rear of the nations. Does everybody see that? Number 13. Look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 9. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 9. She will be attacked by an assembly of nations. Now look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 9. For behold, I will raise and cause to come against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country. Who's in the north? Canada. They will equip and set themselves against her. Against who? An end time daughter of Babylon. And set themselves against her, for there she will be taken. Their arrows, or in Hebrew, their missiles. Their arrows will be like both an expert mighty warrior and like his arrows, none of them will return in vain. She will be attacked by an assembly of great nation from the north country with arrows as if from a mighty expert man. Arrow in Hebrew means thunderbolt. In Hebrew means shaft or the spear of a dart. In prophetic terminology, arrows are equivalent to nuclear weapons or to nuclear missiles that will go out and will not what? Return vain. Frank Hammond wrote a book. He talked about judgments that was coming through the eagle that God gave him through a dream. He talked about destruction of the economy, Frank Hammond, destruction of the church, persecution of the church rather, as well as destruction to America. And God is speaking to many of you. And many of you have probably had dreams about coming judgments, but maybe you didn't understand them at the time. Number 14. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 32. That's the book of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 32. The Bible says that a fiery judgment of flames will kindle the cities of the end time daughter of Babylon. A fiery judgment of flames will kindle the cities of the end time daughter of Babylon. Look at Jeremiah chapter 50. Look at verse 32. And pride, the arrogant one, shall stumble, totter, and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all who are around. The last prophetic dream that the Lord blessed me with, there were Russian troops coming in from the east, on the east coast. There were Chinese troops coming in from the west coast. So a nuclear missile, so cities burning. In the dream, the ground below me was on fire. And I was running around quoting Psalms 91, trying to find my family. Then all of a sudden, from the missiles, I saw a ground invasion. Saw men slaughtering women and children and babies. They were ruthless. And in the dream, I said, oh my God, why is this happening? I've had other dreams of Russia putting their submarines right close to American shores and firing their missiles. Many others are having dreams of Chinese troops coming in through California. I heard a brother say last night, we owe China trillions of dollars, and if you don't pay up, what can happen? It's time that we pray for our great nation. It's time that we fast. It's time that we weep between the porch and the altar. Listen, if this thing does not turn around, the end time daughter of Babylon is in danger of seeing fire of judgment. Saints, it hurts me, it grieves me when I think of the children and the elderly and the mothers. I don't want to see that happen to this nation. I would love to see a glorious move of God with signs and wonders and miracles invaded in our church. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14, please. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50, let's look at verse 14. Enemy nations will put themselves in array against the daughter of Babylon. Look at verse 14. Set yourselves in array against Babylon round about. Here it is. All you archers, shoot at her. Spare not the arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Enemy nations will put themselves in array against her round about, bending the bow, shooting at her, and sparing no arrows, for she have what? Sin against the Lord. When we look at Israel, why do we think that America is exempt? When we look at Deuteronomy 28, God even brought nations swift as an eagle to judge Israel. And I want to stand to tell you that we are not exempt as a nation. Number 16. Look at Jeremiah chapter 50. Look at verse 39. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 39, please. Verse 39 says, "Therefore wild beasts of the desert shall dwell in Babylon, and the jackals and ostriches shall dwell there, and it shall never again be inhabited with people, even from generation to generation. Enemy nations will call together the archers. Babylon would be attacked, the end-time daughter of Babylon would be attacked, and she would never be inhabited from generation to generation." That sounds like to me nuclear poisoning. That sounds like to me those nukes poisoning our valleys, our rivers, our creeks, our streams. Saints, it's time that we get serious about our walk. It's time that we get serious about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number 17, look at Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 11. There's a call from God to make bright the arrows or to make bright the missiles. Jeremiah chapter 51, look at verse 11. Verse 11 says, "Make clean and sharp the arrows. Take up the shields or coats of armor. Cover your bodies with them. The Lord has stirred up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, who with the Persians, Iran, will destroy the Babylonian Empire. For his purpose concerning Babylon is to destroy it. For that is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance upon Babylon, for the plundering and destruction of his temple." Number 16, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 29. "She has been proud and arrogant against the Lord of hosts." Jeremiah chapter 50, let's look at verse 29. "The end time daughter of Babylon is a nation that has been proud and arrogant against God." Look at verse 29. "Call together many archers against Babylon, all those who bend the bow, and camp against her round about. Let none from there escape. Recompense her according to her deeds. Just as she have done, so do it to her. For against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel, has she been proudly defiant and presumptuous." Look what it says. God is giving the decree. "Do unto her as she has what? Done." Number 19. Look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 2. "She's a nation of idols. The end time daughter of Babylon, she's a land of idolatry. She's a land of idols." Look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 2. "Declare it among the nations and publish it. And set up a signal to spread the news. Publish and conceal it not. Say, Babylon has been taken. Baal, the patron god, is put to shame. Merodach, Baal is dismayed and broken down. Babylon's images are put to shame. Her senseless idols are thrown down." She is a nation of idols. She is a nation of false gods. She is a nation of idolatry. How many of you know God hates idolatry? How many of you know God hates false gods? All right. At number 20, "She will be judged for the millions of unborn babies killed by abortion." Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, "Thou shalt not kill." Thou shalt not kill, same as thou shalt not murder. I believe that this nation is being judged for the blood of many of abortion. God will judge the blood of the innocents. Revelation chapter 18, verse 2, please. Please turn there. "She will be judged for her glorification or habitation of demons. And he shouted with a mighty voice, 'She is falling. Mighty Babylon is fallen. She has become a resort and dwelling place for demons, a dungeon haunted by every loathsome spirit and a board for every filthy and untestable and hateful bird.'" Another reason an end time daughter of Babylon is going to be judged, because she is a habitation of devils. I never in my life thought that when you go to, in Georgia, we call McDonald's Mickey D's. You go to Mickey D's and they give you these demon dogs for your children, or these gargoyle spirits, or these two-headed serpentine images or idols to give to your children. We are a nation of the demonic, the vampires now, psychic mind control.
We are a nation that glorifies astrology and divination and necromancy. We are a nation that we glorify warlocks and wizards and witches and sorcerers. We are a nation that anything that is maybe telepathic or telekinesis type or anything that has to do with the paranormal, we glory in it. And I have a problem, saints of God, with these ghost hunters that have to get these electronic devices to go hunt ghosts down. And people are glorying, and these things, and these movies are getting outstanding ratings on television.
What did you get? Did you get the ghost? Oh, yeah, electronic evaluation here says he's got about 99 centimeters of electricity, and he's running through the bathroom.
She will be judged because she has a what? A habitation of, listen, of devil. Now, who matches that description? And I want to keep clarifying myself. I love America. Number 22. Turn to Joel chapter 3, verse 2. Turn to the book of Joel chapter 3, verse 2. The end time daughter of Babylon will be judged because she's seeking to divide the land of Israel. In Joel chapter 3, verse 2, God says, I will bring any nation into the valley of Jehoshaphat who seeks to divide my land. The Hebrew word for Jehoshaphat means judgment. God says, I will bring any nation into the valley of judgment who will seek to divide my land. And as we said earlier, every former president that has tried to get Israel to divide that land, destructive weather patterns, floods, twisters, tornadoes hit the United States of America. And saints of God, if I can ask you again for prayer, September of this year, the Obama administration is going to go to the United Nations to put a demand on Israel to divide that land. There are many prophetic people seeing that if Israel is made to divide that land, then they see America cracking, splitting from the Mississippi all the way down to the core. Genesis 12, the Abrahamic covenant, God gave them that land. And who are we as an arrogant nation to tell Israel to divide the land? Number 23, the end time daughter of Babylon will be judged for anti-Semitism. Turn to the book of Revelation chapter 18. Let's look at verse 13. I'm giving you a description of an end time daughter of Babylon, but we looked at the scriptures earlier. God can delay time. God can delay judgment. And it does not have to happen. Now remember the story about Jonah. Nineveh shall be destroyed in 40 days. They repented in sackcloth and ashes. And God relented of the judgment that he was going to bring. And this can happen to our nation. All right, look at verse 13 of Revelation 18. Of cinnamon, spices, incense, ointment, perfume, frankincense, of wine, olive oil, fine flour and wheat, of cattle, sheep, horses, and conveniences, and of slaves, the bodies and souls of men. Another reason that God will judge the entire daughter of Babylon, because she was a nation that did what? Had slaves in judgment, or in bondage. Amen? All right. Number 24. She will be judged for her sins and the works of the flesh. That's Galatians 5. For the works of the flesh are made what? Manifest. Is that right? I say this out of humility. I thank God for Lake Hamilton. And I say this out of humility. And I do not say this out of condemnation or judgment. But I've been around many churches who are harlot churches. There's no Holy Spirit. There are people that are sitting among, listen, the pews with aneurysm, strokes, paralysis. Many men are demon-possessed, mind control, and there's nobody to say, set those prisoners free. Because we're caught in legalism, and we're caught up in traditionalism. And listen, how many pastoral friends I know that are hirelings that do not care about the sheep, Sister Patty? God says she shall be judged for the what? Works and doings of her flesh. Number 25. Revelation chapter 9, please. The book of Revelation chapter 9. Look at verses 20 and 21. She will be judged for her sorcery. Revelation chapter 9, please. Let's look at verses 20 and 21, please. Verse 20, and the rest of humanity was not killed by these plagues. Even then did not repent of the worship
of the works of their own hands, so as to cease paying homage to the demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor move. Verse 21, and they did not repent of their murders, or the practice of their magic, or their sorceries, or their sexual vices or thefts.
You know, a spirit of sorcery has engulfed America. What's the Greek word? Pharmakeia. Pharmakeia? Is that correct? Pharmakeia means what? Drugs. It means witches' portions, or it means sorcery. I was so blessed to see a pastor's wife a few months back in Atlanta. Her husband was sick. She got her laptop, and she went to the hospital and sat by her husband. And whatever medication the doctors ordered for her husband, she looked it up on the internet. And if there were severe negative side effects, she said, no, my husband can't take that. Much of the medications and drugs that we're seeing that are being released into many of the hospitals, there's no healing remedies. It's only to put a mask on the problem. And if you are not careful, you may lose a loved one, like many of the phone calls that I get. Many are losing their loved one behind the negative side effects of these medications, while the pharmaceutical companies are getting billions of dollars at your expense.
Yes, right.
I understand Isaiah 58 now. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sin. There was a time, saying, when people used herbs. The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nations. There were times when I was a child, my mother would get these old mamas, and these old mamas would go out in the woods and get a piece of plant or get a piece of bush, and I was cured. But we are living in a time when this medicine is causing stroke and causing death and causing paralysis. And many of the doctors even admit they are not being trained properly. The end time daughter of Babylon, she would be judged because she's a nation of sorcery. I believe that sorcery evoked the powers of darkness.
Number 36.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 50, please. The book of Jeremiah chapter 50. It's number 36. Let's look at verse 41 and 42. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 41 and 42. A people from the north will raise up an assembly of nations against her. All right, in Jeremiah chapter 41, behold, a people is coming from the north, and a great nation, and many kings are stirring from the othermost parts of the earth. Look at verse 42 real closely. They lay hold of bow, lance, and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. They have no mercy. They have no mercy or compassion. They sound like the roaring of the sea. They ride upon horses, every man equipped like a man ready for battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. Does everybody see that? An assembly of nations from the north. The Russian bear is not in hibernation anymore. Russia is not asleep. In Ezekiel chapter 38, it talks about Gog and Magog. Rosh is the cryptic linguistic name for what? Russia. Right now, just last week, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Iran, aligned with Russia. And that's according to Ezekiel 38. And I'm watching Colonel Gaddafi real closely because Libya is soon to align, according to Ezekiel 38, with Russia. Russia and China, they have a war pact together. They've had it for the last 5 or more years. They practice military. They train military. And listen, I believe that many of you watchmen that are hearing the voice of God at night, you know that they are strategizing for our nation. Now, this may be hard for some of us. This message may be very hard for some of us. Amen? But if you love your country, you should be a watchman on the wall. You should be able to see when that storm cloud comes. You should be able to do what? Warn the people that the blood may not be where? On your own hands. Number 37. Look at Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 3. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 3. For out of the north there shall come up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell there. They will have fled, they will be gone from man even to beast. There is a cry of the Holy Spirit for many of the Jewish people. Jewish Exodus. Wings of an eagle. There's a cry for many of the Jews around the world to come home. There's a Holy Spirit cry, and many of them are hearing that. And there's a cry for each and every one of us to come out of Babylon. Come out and be what? Not partaker of her sin. God wants us to do what? Come out of Babylon. We need to hear that cry. Because unless there's repentance, unless the heart of the Father will be litten, the daughter of Babylon shall be desolate. Let me give you three more characteristics of the end time daughter of Babylon. Look at Isaiah chapter 13, verse 16. The book of Isaiah, chapter 13. Let's look at verse 16. When they invade the daughter of Babylon, her enemies will thrust through, dash to pieces, plunder, ravish men, women, and children. I don't want to see that happen to our nation. Let's read that verse right there, verse 16. Their infants also will be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses will be plundered and their wives ravished. American troops did that in Vietnam. They ravished the land. I'm going to come from my heart. I'm not afraid to say it. Some of our own soldiers raped the Vietnamese women, killed some of the babies. And I was such a young man, I witnessed much of that. And that's what could happen to, by an invading aggressive military force that would come into this land. Number 39. Turn to Isaiah chapter 47, verse 11, please. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 11. Evil, trouble, and desolation will come upon her at a time when she does not know. Look at verse 11. Therefore shall evil come upon you, and you shall not know the dawning of it, or how to charm it away. And a disaster and evil shall fall upon you that you shall not be able to atone for with all your offerings to your gods. And desolation shall come upon you suddenly, about which you shall know nothing or how to pervert it. I have a problem with our leadership. It seems as though we're not paying attention to our enemies. It seems as though we're seeing that many of our enemies, we see them as our friends. The end time daughter of Babylon destruction will come at a time when she does not know. When they shall say peace and safety, then shall there be what? Sudden destruction. Could it be at Christmas time when everybody's partying? Could it be at a time of banqueting? Do I think as Elijah the prophet was in the bedchamber and he warned Israel about the coming enemy? There are many Elijahs. You are hearing the voice of God right now in the bedchamber at night when you sleep at night through dreams and visions. You are hearing God speak to you, and you are hearing God warning to you that you must warn your family members. You must warn your church members. You must warn the people in society as to what's coming. Let me give you one more in verse 40 before I take you into some other scripture. Look at Isaiah chapter 47, verse 14, please. Isaiah chapter 47, look at verse 14. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 14. Her enemies will be cruel, and she will not be able to deliver herself from the power of the flame. Look at verse 14. Behold, they are like stubble. The fire consumes them. They cannot even deliver themselves from the power of the flame, much less deliver the nation. There is no coal for warming or fire before which to stir. I believe that God is saying to the body of Christ, or to the nation, I desire to delay. I desire to delay time, and I desire to delay judgment. But if this nation does not turn around, then the daughter of Babylon will see fiery judgments. Let me share a few more scriptures with you, please. Turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter, correction, turn to the book of Genesis chapter 40. The book of Genesis chapter 40, please. I want you to know that God speaks to everyday people. He can speak to you through dreams and through visions. Turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 40. Let's look at verse 5. Correction. Jeremiah. Genesis. Genesis, please. Sorry. Genesis chapter 40. I don't know why I love Jeremiah the prophet, so. Okay. Genesis chapter 40. Let's look at verse 5. And I want you to know that God is speaking to unsaved people. God can speak to everyday people. Verse 5. They both dreamed a dream in the same night. Each man according to the personal significance of the interpretation of his dream. The butler and the baker of the king of Egypt who were confined in prison. That tells us right there God can speak to what? Everyday people. Is that right? Now, in the area of dreams and visions, can they be demonic? Yes, they can. Can they be of the flesh? Yes, they can. Can they be Holy Spirit inspired? Yes, they can. Turn to Jeremiah now, chapter 23, please. My friend Jeremiah. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 23. Dreams can be demonic. Dreams and visions, they can be demonic. All right? Jeremiah chapter 23, please. Let's look at verse 16. All right, verse 16. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the false prophets who prophesy to you. They teach you vanity, emptiness, falsity, and fill you with vain hopes. They speak a vision of their own mind. A vision of their own mind. And not from the what? Mouth of the Lord. Does everybody see that? Look at verse 25 of Jeremiah 23. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. I have dreamed visions on my bed at night. Look at verse 26. How long shall this state of things continue? How long yet shall it be in the minds of the prophets who prophesy falsehood, even the prophets of the deceit of their own hearts? And that we see in verse 27, who think that they can cause my people to forget my name by their dreams. Which every man tells to his neighbor, just as their father forgot my name, because of what? Baal. So dreams and visions can be demonic. They can be false. And they, like everything else, must be discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, he that is spiritual tests everything. Examines everything, judge everything, proves everything. Is that right? All right. Amen. This is good. Turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel chapter 21. Let's look at verse 29. Ezekiel chapter 21. Let's look at verse 29. Verse 29 says, while they see you for your false visions, while they divine lies for you to lay you of Ammon upon the headless trunks of those who are slain, of the wicked whose days is coming at the time of the final reckoning and what? Punishments. Now, all that Holy Spirit inspired dream. How many of you remember Matthew 2? Thou shalt have a son. Thou shalt call his name Yeshua. Or thou shalt call his name what? Jesus. The name Jesus came through a dream. Now look at the gifts of the Spirit. The angel gave them a word of wisdom. A word of wisdom is yet what? Future. The angel said, thou shalt have a son. Word of wisdom, yet future. Thou shalt call his name what? Jesus. Is that right? So the name Jesus came from what? Heaven. That name itself. Listen, one third of the Bible is what? Dreams and visions. Ecclesiastes 5 tells us what? That dreams can come through a multitude of business. Flesh. You know, I like what some of the older people say. Pizza. Amen? Now, some people say we had too much pizza. That's why you dreamed all night. Okay? So they can be flesh. Is that right? Now, getting back to the saints. I believe prophetically Joel chapter 2 and Acts chapter 2. For it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And upon my servants and upon my handmaidens, I'll pour out my spirit in those days. So I believe that in the midst of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, there's going to be multiple dreams and visions. I believe that God is going to speak to you, give you the destiny. He's going to give you direction. God is going to give you confirmation through your dreams. He's going to give you warning dreams. Turn to the book of Daniel chapter 7, please. God will show you the social agitations of the nations. He will warn you what's coming to the nations. in my prophetic dream warning about America, I'm going to give you scriptural confirmation. Look at Daniel chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream, visions in his head, as he was lying upon his bed. Then he wrote down the dream and told the gist of the matter. Look at verse 2. Daniel said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens, political and social agitations, were stirring up the great sea and the nations of the world. God is speaking to you what's coming to America. If you pray and ask Him, God, show me what's coming to America. God, warn me about what's coming to our beloved nation. Many times I pray and ask God, show me what's coming to America. Show me the enemies involved. Show me the nations involved. Warn me about my own family that I may wake up and begin to pray and I may begin to intercede. How many times, my son, I remember one night I had a dream, and in the dream, it was a visitation of the Holy Spirit. In the dream, I dreamed my son was going down I-95 South. He had a head-on collision in a white truck. His body was thrown through the glass window, and he was going down in a fiery pit crying, Daddy, help me, Daddy, help me. And I woke up that morning from that dream warning and started interceding, started praying for him, started taking authority over the death angel in that dream. And within 7 days, I got a call. He had got in a car wreck. He was on I-95 South. He was in a white truck, but he just got a scratch on his head. Amen. Many of you here, we need to get the Habakkuk mindset. Write that vision down. Make it plain. Though it tarry, yet shall it what? Come to pass. I went to Wally World. Correction, Walmart. I went to Wally World and bought me a notebook. And every time I wake up in the morning, I write my dreams and visions down. Because I'm discerning if it's flesh or if it's demonic. Or I'm discerning if God is what? Is speaking to me. I believe prophetically, and I'm not going to hold you too much longer, but I will say this. I remember when my wife and I were pastoring. There was a young girl that was sitting in the church. And God is speaking to these babies. We need to listen to our babies in dreams and vision. The little 12-year-old girl, she stood up. I hadn't told nobody that I had got a lawsuit. I hadn't said nothing to anybody. And I had just went to the bank. And this little girl stood up. She said, Minister Williams, I had a dream. I said, well, baby, oh, let's hear if it's prophetic. Let's hear as God is speaking to you. You had these big bags of money, and you were going to the bank. I said, be quiet, baby. So that taught me then that there's a prophetic dimension in the children. Amen. Is that right? That the children can hear the voice of God. Now let's make a long story short. How many of you love America? How many of you are interceding for this nation? From the White House to the outhouse. From the ghetto to the ghetto. How many of you are crying out, God, for mercy. Mercy, mercy. Lord, we need godly men in the presidency. Godly men and women in Congress or the House of Representatives. Godly men and women are among the Supreme Court justices. Godly men and women even among our churches. How many of you are going to stand with me in prayer for this nation? Amen. Well, let's do that right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we lift up our nation before you, Father. Father, we pray for the winds of godly change upon our nation. We pray a stirring in our White House, Lord. Changing of hearts and reformation. Changing of hearts among Congress and reformation. Changing of our Supreme Court justices, Father, in reformation. Father, we pray you will expose the strategies and plans of our enemies among the nations that are stirring after the listening of our voice. We pray, Father, that you will expose them, God, and bring them to the forefront in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, that protecting angels will stand on God day and night for this nation and for Israel. Father, we pray for our families, God. We pray for our children. Father, we pray for, Lord, our land, oh God. We pray, Father God, for mercy, for mercy, for mercy, Father. And we pray, Lord, that your divine will and purposes will be done for this nation. We desire to see the glory of the Lord manifested in time harvest. We desire to see the redeemed of the Lord set free from demonic bondage. We desire to see the lost in urban and street areas, oh God, and cities of our nation set free, Father. This is our heart, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, give Jesus another praise. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's move right along in deliverance. Amen. All heads bowed. Okay. Father, some hands were raising already. Say, hey, I need prayer. Okay. Say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I forgive all those who hurt or disappointed me. And I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, to cleanse my heart, to purify my heart. I have no ought against anybody, living or dead. Lord Jesus, my conscience is clear. My heart is clear. And I forgive those who have hurt or disappointed me. Father, this word has gone forth. And I pray your Holy Spirit will minister to my mind, to my heart, to my emotions. Father, bless me, Lord. Help me to be equipped for the work of the ministry. We bind every demonic strong man operating in the heavenlies over Lake Hamilton. We bind every strong man in us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every free-flying spirit that will fly to reinforce. We stand upon Hebrews 1:14 that the ministering angels will be loosed by God to help us in this warfare. In the name of Jesus. All right, hatred of spouse, come out now in Jesus' name. Many of the marriage-breaking spirits, hatred of spouse, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hurt by spouse, hurt by husband, hurt by wife, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out, cruel words spoken by husband, cruel words spoken by wife, come on out of there now. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Anger spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Blackmail in the bedroom for sex with your mate, come out now. Blackmail, come out now in the name of Jesus. No desire for sex with your husband. No desire for sex with your mate. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come on, let's kick them off. Breathe them out, those that are married. Those of you who are married, witchcraft in the marriage, charming spirits in the marriage, block healing in the marriage, come out now in the name of Jesus. Curse on the marriage. Curse on the marriage. I break all curses on the relationship. I break all curses on those godly marriages. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Family line curses on the marriage. Roots. Hoodoo on the marriage. Come out now. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Seduction spells on the marriage. Seduction on the marriage. Come out. Confusion on the marriage. Come on, confusion. All the confusion spirits in that marriage. Come out now. I break the spirits of Babylon. I snip the cords of scorpion spirits that's connected with Babylon causing confusion. Come out now in the name of Jesus. No respect for your mate. I don't respect him. I don't respect him. Come on out of there now. Come on. Breathe them out, people, and let those things go. No respect for wife. No respect for husband. You treat him like he's a child. You treat your spouse like they're a child. Come out of there. Come out of there now. You treat them like a child. Past hurts from marriage. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come on. Breathe them out, saints. Fear commitment in the marriage. You fear marrying again. All the spirits that you will not get married again. I break the curse. Come on out now. Fear of marriage. Come on. Fear of marriage. Fear of being hurt by another woman or fear of being hurt by another man. Come on out. Come on out. Breathe them out and let them go. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. No trust of your spouse. I don't trust her. I don't trust him. Come on out of there now.
Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Family line curses of divorces, I break all the way back to Adam and Eve. Family line curses of divorces, I break all the way back to Adam and Eve. Come on out. That's right. Come on out. Move. Family line curses of divorces, I break all the way back to Adam and Eve. Come on out. Come on out, saints. Come on out. They're manifesting. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Come on out. Spirits of fornication and in the marital line, adultery in the marital line. I come against destruction spirit. Destruction of the marriage. Come on out. Breathe them out. Breathe them out. Destruction of the marriage. Destruction of the marriage. They're trying to destroy my marriage. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Bound and blocked communication. He don't talk to me. I don't talk to him. Come on out of there. Bound and blocked communication. Come out now. I don't talk to him. He don't talk to me. Hardness of heart. Come on out. Come on out, hardness of heart. Hardness of heart in the marriage in the name of Jesus. False romance spirits. False romance. I really don't love him. I really don't love her. I just tolerate them. Come on out, false romance. All the false romance spirits, come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lying spirits, control spirits in the marriage. Lying spirits, control spirits in the marriage. Okay, in African terms, roots in your marriage. Roots, hoodoo, come on out. Come on out, roots. Come on out, hoodoo. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Rape spirits in the marriage. Where the mate is not intimate, you feel like I'm being raped. Come on out. Rape in the marriage. Rape in the marriage. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. I come against bound and blocked affection. You're bound in your emotions. I just can't give myself to my mate. Bound and blocked emotions. I just can't give myself. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Self-centered. I come against Casanova spirits in men. You're married, brother, but there's some Casanova spirits. Come on out, Casanova. Come on out, Casanova. Come on out, Casanova. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Manipulation in the marriage. Sexual control in the marriage. False affection. Burning lust. Burning lust. Hex on the marriage. Hex on the marriage. Vex on the marriage. Jealousy spirits. Come on out of there. Come on out, jealousy. Insane jealousy. I have to watch her when she goes to the restroom. I want to know who she's talking to on the phone. I need to monitor her where she goes. Come on out, jealousy. Jealousy. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. No feeling. No feelings. Hatred of sex with spouse. Hatred of sex with spouse. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now false romance, extramarital affairs. I come against right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits right now, come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Rejection by Christian brothers. Rejection by sister. Rejection by pastors. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Rejection by your former pastors. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now. Hurt by apostle. Hurt by prophet. Hurt by pastor. Hurt by teacher. Hurt by evangelist. Hurt by bishop. Hurt by elder. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Rejection by pastors. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. My pastor tried to approach me. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Rejection by deliverance workers. Come on. Come on. That demon told you they don't want to pray for me. Come on out, rejection. Come on out. Rejection by deliverance workers. Come on out. Rejection in the womb. Rejection in the womb. I felt rejection in the womb. Come on out. Come on out. Deep hurts. Rejection in the womb. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Touch me not. I can't stand for them to touch me. Touch me not. Touch me not. Touch me not. Come on up in the name of Jesus. All right. False tongues. You've been transferred on by a false impartation. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out of there. 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 False tongues. False impartation. False gifts. Come on out. Come on out. False gifts. That's right. Come on out of there. Looser. Looser in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against false tongues, false prophecy, demonic gifts in the name of Jesus. False love, false love, false love. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. I come against the leech spirit. I come against the leech spirit. Come on, that blood-sucking evil spirit that's out to leech you. Come on. Leech spirit in the family. Come on, leech spirit on the bloodline. Come on out, leech. Come on out, leech. They come on, they're blood sucking you. They're draining you. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Refusing to submit to God's delegated authority. Refusing to submit to God's delegated authority. Come on out now. Come on. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind control. Mind control. Mind control through medication. Mind control through stand back, BC, goody, headache powder. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Mind binding, mind blocking spirits. Come on out. Confusion in the mind. Come on out. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. I come against Jezebel. I come against Jezebel's spirit. I don't want my husband. He don't tell me to do nothing. I will not submit. Come on out, Jezebel. Come on out, Jezebel man, Jezebel woman. Come on out. Jezebel man, Jezebel woman. Come on out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Denominational spirits. You picked up some denominational spirits. Come on out. Come on out, denominational spirits. One day you're Lutheran, next day you're Methodist. Come on out. One next day you're Catholic. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. I'll break your power in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Denominational spirit. Come on out. Oh, yeah. Come on out. Denominational spirit. Let's get them. Come on out of there. From your bloodline all the way back to the grandma and grandpa. Come on out of there. Then like Lutheran, Methodist, Catholic. I don't know who I am. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. Come on out now. Evil eye, third eye, Freemasonry in the bloodline. Freemasonry in the bloodline. Eastern Star, come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. All right, we have one more area track. Addiction to sugar. Addiction to sugar. Come on out. Come on out, sugar. White sugar hardens the tumor around cancer. White sugar hardens the tumor around cancer. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, beer belly. Beer belly. Come on out, the God of the belly. God of the belly. Come on out, God of the belly. Come on out, God of the belly. Come on out, beer belly. Come on out. Come on out, beer belly. Craving for wine. Craving for liquor. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, man of Shebus, Thunderbird. Come on, come on, white lightning. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Cognac. Come on out of there. Vodka. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I come against diabetes, drunkenness, false security, forgetfulness, false hiccups. Come on out. False hiccups. There you go. Come on, false hiccups. Come on, come on, false hiccups. There you go. Come on out of there. False hiccups. Come on out. Keep moving, false hiccups. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Here's one I saw in the Caribbean. Saw this in the Caribbean. Pastoral madness. Come on out. Pastoral madness. Come on out. Come on out. Pastoral madness. Come on. Mad at the pastor. Come on out. Come on out. Mad at the pastor. Come on out. Pastoral madness. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All right. Hangover. Insecurity. I need a drink. I need a drink. I need a drink. I need a drink. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on out. I need a drink. Come on out. Come on out. I need a drink. Come on. Come on out. Party spirits. Party spirits. I like to party. Come on. Come on. Boogie. Come on. I like to boogie down. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Rock and roll. Boogie. Come on. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. All right. Self-pity. Self-pity. Come on, self-pity. They hurt me. They hurt me. Come on out. They always doing something to me. Come on out, self-pity. Come on, self-pity. Oh, come on, bless your heart. Come on out, self-pity. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Shaking. Shaking for alcohol. Come on out. Shaking. Shaking. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Oh, false dancing and seduction spirits. Come on out of there. False dancing and seduction. Come on out. Come on out. Bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Father, throw them down. False dancing and seduction. Come on out. Manipulative, seduction, flirtatious. Come on out. Come on out, false dancing. Come on, false dancing. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, saints, let's keep going after these spirits. False dancing and seduction. False dancing and seduction in the name of Jesus. All right, here we go. Masturbation spirits. Come on out, masturbation. Come on out. Come on out, masturbation. Come out in the name of Jesus. Hiding lesbianism. Come on. Lesbian spirits are trying to set up in you. Come on out of there. All the lesbian spirits lined up now in Jesus' name. Rank and file. Come on out of there. Homosexuality. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Lust, passions, perversion, occult sex. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out now. Bad dreams, incubus, succubus. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. All right. Praise God. Spirit of gluttony. Well, okay. Spirit of gluttony. Come on out. God of the belly. God of the belly. Okay. Well, we're not finished yet. Okay. We'll keep going. God of the belly. God of the belly. What? Come on. All right. Sister Patty, it seems like they don't want me to stop. Okay. Let's come back. Let's break the Deuteronomy 28 curses. A lot of sickness, disease, and infirmity. All right? All right. Well, Father, we break the Deuteronomy 28 curses all the way back to Adam and Eve in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against boils and blemishes, and I command them to go. I come against blindness. I come against blindness in the name of Jesus. Blindness. Spirits, come out the eyes. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Blindness, cataracts, glaucoma. Come on out of there now. Come out of there now. Come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Muscular degeneration, deterioration of the eyes. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Botch. Botch. Come on out there now in the name of Jesus. Broken foot. Broken hand. I come against crooked back. Crooked back. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Serpents in the spine. All serpents in the spine to paralyze you. Come out. Come on out of your back. Come out of the back. Come out of the back. Backstabbing. Knives in the back. Come out. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Backstabbing. Knives in the back. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Dropsy. 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 Come on, dropsy. Come on, all the dropsy spirits. Hemorrhoids. Come on out, hemorrhoids. Come in through rebellion. Come on out now in Jesus' name. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Impotent. Impotence. Come on out. Impotence. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Infirmity in the body. All infirmity spirits. Rank and file. Line up. Come on out of there. Come on out. Inflammation. Itching. Rashes. Itching. Rashes. Come on out. Come. Okay. Itching. Itching. Rashes. We break these Deuteronomy 28 curses. Itching, rashes, leprosy, leprosy, lunacy, lunacy. Come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against palsy, Bell's palsy in the face, stroke in the face, Bell palsy. Come on out. Come on, stroke in the face. Come on out. Bell palsy. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come on now. Scabies in the head, scab. Come on out. The daughters of Zion are halting, and therefore God has put scabs in the head, sores in the head. Come on out, scabs. All the scabs in the name of Jesus. Worms. I come against worms that are sitting up in you. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Accident prone. I break curses where you're having car wrecks. Car wrecks year after year. I break these curses now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Bone breaker, back breaker, bone breaker, back breaker. Trouble in the bones. Trouble in the bones. Come out. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh him ashamed is rottenness to his bones. I command the rottenness to come out of your bones. Come on out. Rotten bones. Come on out. Come on out. Shame and embarrassment. Rotten bones. Come on out. Come on out, rotten bones. Come on. She made my bone rotten. Come on out. Come on out, rotten bones. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against, come on out, rottenness. Yeah, come on out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Spinal cord tissue problem. Spinal cord tissue problem. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Heart trouble. Heart trouble. Anxiety. Stress. Heart problems. Heart problems. Come on out, heart problems. Anxiety. Stress. Come on out there. Fear. I break the curse of fear. Rooted in fear. Margot Missabib, Jeremiah 20, verse 3. Come on out. Heart problems. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Come on out. High blood pressure.
All right. Bless Jesus. All right. Come on. Well, let's give the Lord praise. Let's tell Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let me just pray, Father. Father, we thank you for this mighty move of God and deliverance. God, we pray for every area where the enemy had a habitation. We pray the Holy Spirit will take residence or dwelling. We pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to take residence. And Father God, we pray that you will restore their image to the image of Jesus Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.